Chapter 2. China. China is a civilization pretending to be a nation. Lucian Pai, political scientist. In October 2006, a U.S. naval supercarrier group led by the 1,000-foot USS Kitty Hawk was confidently sailing through the East China Sea between southern Japan and Taiwan, minding everyone's business, when without warning, a Chinese Navy submarine surfaced in the middle of the group. An American aircraft carrier of that size is surrounded by about 12 other warships, with air cover above and submarine cover below. The Chinese vessel, a Song-class attack submarine, may well be very quiet when running on electric power, but still, this was the equivalent to Pepsi-Cola's management popping up in a Coca-Cola board meeting after listening under the table for half an hour. The Americans were amazed and angry in equal measure. Amazed because they had no idea a Chinese sub could do that without being noticed. Angry because they hadn't noticed, and because they regarded the move as provocative, especially as the sub was within torpedo range of the Kitty Hawk itself. They protested, perhaps too much, and the Chinese said, "Oh, what a coincidence, us surfacing in the middle of your battle group that is off our coast. We had no idea." This was 21st century reverse gunboat diplomacy. Whereas the British used to heave a man of war off the coast of some minor power to signal intent, the Chinese heaved into view off their own coast with a clear message. We are now a maritime power. This is our time, and this is our sea. It has taken 4,000 years, but the Chinese are coming to a port and a shipping lane near you. Until now, China has never been a naval power. With its large landmass, multiple borders, and short sea routes to trading partners, it had no need to be, and it was rarely ideologically expansive. Its merchants have long sailed the oceans to trade goods, but its navy did not seek territory beyond its region, and the difficulty of patrolling the great sea lanes of the Pacific, Atlantic, and Indian Oceans was not worth the effort. It was always a land power with a lot of land.